Will someone please strangle Bukowski? Fresh poem. Reading it to you from a filter of coffee and cork, where I'm halfway through eating a croissant with butter, added butter, and drinking coffee from El Salvador on a wonderful wet and windy morning. Bukowski is a disgraceful man, not worthy of the name Charles. He farts his syllables, belches his words, vomits his phrase, his sentences smell like festering fish. As for his verse, it's worse. When did Bukowski last rhyme? When did he not spew out his truth as if it was personal? If Caustic Charlie didn't drink from sour milk sucked from his mother's, from his mother nature, the inhuman race would have no warlike bastards inciting us to spill blood from eruptive orifices. Pastiching. The barely sane Bukowski keeps my bad breath moving mindfully in and out through gaps between teeth, filled originally by a dumb dentist married to his drill, addicted to screwing holes he amalgamed. Father, who will rid me of this treacherous gurgitator of sound from that inner being Steve Jobs tried to connect with on his ashram in smelly feet? See? Pastiche is the sincerest form of flattery. Will someone please strangle Bukowski? A poem written in a mold, not in a moleskin notebook, written in a mold that was given by Jeremy, who works for Michigan. No, I don't mean Michigan, I mean Chicago, the University of Chicago, in the School of Public Policy. But I take full responsibility for these words, and any mistake is solely mine, and any offence I've given was given by me, not by Jeremy, who is the kindest imaginable man and also one of the brightest. And neither is Carl Sandburg guilty, the writer of the City. Neither is he guilty for my love of Chicago. Anyway, Bukowski, he didn't live in Chicago, did he? Have a good day. And whatever you do, don't read Bukowski unless you've got a really vicious sense of humor. Bye-bye. P.S. The poem is deeply flawed. It credits Bukowski with omnipotent power when it said if Bukowski didn't do all that drinking, the human race wouldn't have ever had any warlike bastards. Well, that's preposterous, you know, because he made no difference. He didn't stop the Vietnam War. He didn't stop anything from going ahead, and he certainly didn't stop the bombing of Iraq and Syria and Libya. The war against terror. And he didn't stop the election. My favorite American president. Words I'm not sure I am as proud of when I first uttered them. The man who got me to say I am an American, or we're all Americans now, Mr. Barack Obama. I wonder if Barack likes Bukowski in his private moments, or if by any chance he's too tight-arsed to let Bukowski into the White House. I wonder if that lovely, lovely wife of his, whose name I forget, could possibly have a secret yearning to have a intimate liaison with someone the like of Bukowski. Tatty bye. There will be no more pissing, no more PS. De résistance.